Got it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Poppy Marco here again with yet another Boogaloo Traditions podcast and brought to you by Funkin' Focus and Urban Artistry. And today is a very special one for me because I got the honor to bring one fellow Robot Mafia member. Ladies and gentlemen, Popping Chuck. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Just fine, man. Before anything, I would like to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time. And I'm anxious to know more about your story. Okay, shall we begin? Let's go, let's go. And let's start from the beginning, okay? We know you are a graffiti artist and as well as a dancer. And I would like you to tell us a little bit about your relationship with art and culture in a general, like how was your relationship with art as a kid growing up?
Okay. Well, art was very helpful to me. I started as a little kid, 5, 6 years old, drawing, anything I saw, cartoons, cars, people, whatever. I was great. Whatever I was attracted to, I would draw it, I would sketch it. I did cartoons, I did lowriders, I did sports cars. When I got in junior high school, I was doing I was into new wave. This was before hip hop. I was into new wave and funk. So I would draw stuff like Atomic Dog. George Clinton, Atomic Dog. So I draw that. And then when my teen years came in, I got more into graffiti.
Ooh.
But I draw prints too, because I was into prints. So I would draw that too. Anything I saw, I draw.
Nice. And what age were you when you started like drawing and doing art?
About 5, 6 years old.
Ooh.
Yeah, about 5 or 6, and then I continued till I got like a preteen, 12 years old, and then and this is very beneficial because back in the day, everybody had a they you had a nickname, everybody had a nickname. So my popping name, my original popping name was Sir Leo. So that was in the late 70s. Early 80s, that was my name. So I used to draw my name in like old English letters. That's before I got to graffiti. That's what I was doing, drawing my name in old English style letters.
Nice. And Poppin' Chuck, the name Poppin' Chuck came up when, like, when did this name came up?
We say what year?
When the name Poppin' Chuck came up.
Oh, that came later. That was later. Like my original name was Sir Leo. That was like in
Yeah.
79, 80. And then by 80, I mean, I didn't start using Pop and Chuck till like the late 90s. Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, to late 90s. Because my name, people just call me Chuck, my name is Charles. But before that, I was Prince. So I was known as Prince Charles. That's what I was known in high school. In junior high, it was Prince Charles. So that was my name then, and that's what my popping name was, Prince Charles. And then in the late 90s, I started using Chuck. So that's what popping Chuck.
Cool. That's so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so, how is your relationship with graffiti and drawing, and how does it relate with your dance? Like how your drawing and your visual art do a conversation with your dancing? And also, how it happens backwards, like how your dance influences your other artistic expressions.
I think it's one and the same, because when it came to my graffiti, I like the style called computer rock, and that has to do a lot with shifting and sliding. So In the late 90s, when I got together with my partner, that was an old school popper, popping lady AK, we made a group called Geo Matrix. And geo means angles and curves, and matrix means the birthplace, coming from the birthplace of. The matrix is the birthplace of. So coming from the birthplace of angles and curves. And that's what graffiti was. It's about angles and curves. So I put that together, you know, put my style together, you know. And then with tutting, it has a lot to do with 45, 90 degree angles. And so I incorporate that in my artwork too. And then, of course, the waving has to do with what we call wild style. So wild style has a lot of loops and arrows and stuff like that. So when you dance, you make the forms with your body.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And also, if I'm not mistaken, the Robot Mafia logo, it came from you, right? You are the designer.
No, that's Cobra. Cobra made that one up.
Oh, Cobra. Cool. Sorry.
I made the letters up. The first letters we had, I made up the RM. That was our first logo, and then he made. Oh. Then he made the character.
Yeah, that's the one. Like the tattoo one. Yeah, I cannot show it. So, and talking about Robot Mafia, tell us who were the first members. Like, we know there's T-Bugs and Cobra, and you were you three the first members. There were someone else.
Yeah, we the first members. Yeah. Space Capital was part of it too. Space Capital. Part of Robot Mafia too. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we the original members. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when did you start the dancing? Like, which year? How old were you when you started dancing?
I started dancing when I was a little kid, at 5 years, 5 or 6 years old, 1973.
Oh, cool. Like when almost.
I first saw the lockers. That's what inspired me dancing, was the Campbell lockers. Yeah, that was my first inspiration, Campbell lockers.
Nice. And it was, like I said, almost at the same time you started drawing and all the artistic expression came together. And were you in Chicago or Los Angeles when you started dancing?
Los Angeles, born and raised.
Oh, you were born and raised in Los Angeles. Oh,
yes. That's
new to me. I thought you were from Chicago. Yeah. And how did you get to know T-Bugs and Cobra? Like how you guys got together and how the crew came up?
Okay, so I knew I was coming to Chicago, right? So Space Capital was the only person I knew in Chicago. So what I did was I was on MySpace and I was like, Poppers in Chicago. I tried to punch up something that said Poppers in Chicago, and Cobra's picture showed up. And I was like, oh, this dude from Chicago, let me see if I can contact with him. And I hit him up on MySpace, and that's how we got connected.
Nice. And it was in the year
like 2006.
Yeah, cool.
2006.
So, nice, 2006. And that's where when the because T-Bugs told me that the roots of Robot Mafia come from the 80s, but the actual Robot Mafia with the name came in after the 2000s.
Yeah.
How did the name came up? How you guys came up with
Mafia? We were brainstorming, and we're like, it's got to be something that has to do with the foundation, what we do. Everybody started roboting, so it's got to be robot something. And then T-Bug's like, Robot Mafia. And I was like, yeah, that sounds cool. And we got to make the Mafia acronym so it won't, because there's another thing called Robot Mafia. You know, it's like a cartoon, some other stuff about Robot Mafia. So we got to make the acronym. And the Mafia stands for Masters Aligning Forces Influencing All. That's the original meaning. And then there's another meaning that T-Bugs had too, you know, but that's the original meaning. Yeah,
the T-Bugs is mechanical, animated, funk infused artistry. And please tell us again your acronym.
Masters aligning forces, influencing all.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. So how does it work for you guys? Like, there's any problem we have in two acronyms? How you guys
it's
work
just
this
that
out?
no, it's just that he made it simpler because everybody's not a master. We the masters. So everybody can't be a master, but they can be, you know, they can be an artist, a mechanics, you know what I'm saying? And that's
Gotcha.
Everybody can accept that and embrace that, you know.
Cool. And how did the Robot Mafia Worldwide group came up? Because we have the originals in Chicago and we have members all around the world. So how the idea of expanding came up?
I think that has more to do with T-Bugs and Cobra. When we were on the internet, he's like, yeah, we need some more members. So we talked some dudes in Thailand, and they're like, there's a Robot Mafia in Thailand. We're like, what? Like, yeah, they like our stuff. Like, yeah, they can be down with us. And then from there, we're like, well, we open it up to the world because we want everybody to embrace what we're doing, you know. So we just open it up to everybody, you know.
Nice. And we have some other members in Chicago,
right?
Other than the OGs, the new three, T-Bugs, Chuck, and Cobra. Like, we have Gold Girl, and who else is on the Chicago?
Amira's a part of Robot Mafia too.
Oh, Amira.
Yeah, she's really good, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was there's some touch of her. Me, her, and then Emmanuel was a part of us too.
Nice.
Yeah. Man, Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now talking about your personal style, what styles within the Poppin family you do, and between these styles, which one do you consider to be your specialty?
I kind of, the things that I kind of mix it up.
Yeah.
I do a lot of, I do like wave, I can robot. I do some animation, do some bopping aspects. So it's a mixture. It's not one thing. When I feel the music, I just do what my body tells me to do. And then it comes off, it looks like a certain thing. Like, oh, he's a so-and-so. Yeah, because, you know, I guess my influences, you know, throughout the years. Yeah, so it's a mixture. It's a mixture. But people will call it like an animation type thing. So I pop real fast or I move real fast. So it looks animated, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. So you consider yourself like a multi-style popper?
A what?
A multi-style popper.
Yeah, like a mixture, you know. It's like a mixture, you know. It's not one thing. I do you see a lot of elements in what I do, you know.
Nice. So now having a question about being an OG, do you usually take students you teach at some place? And usually, what do you look for when you're adopting or taking the students under yourself?
Okay, so when I first got to Chicago, I was working in school, so I was in a program in schools. So I was teaching high school students. And then from there, I started teaching like smaller kids. So I worked at another dance studio where there's actually kids, you know. And I taught like 5 to like 12 years old, you know. And then in between that, I would take students, you know, that wanted to learn privately that I thought was good. You know, had some kind of talent, or they had the spirit, they wanted to do it. But I don't take everybody because everybody I don't think has a spirit for the dance. So when I see you have something, I say, I think you got something there. If you're disciplined, you can learn. So then I'll take those people on. And then I was teaching general classes, like I'll be teaching at a dance studio, you know. So that's why I go teach at dance studios and stuff like that. But I don't have any private classes right now. Most of them are just like in programs. They're like classes in programs. So you saw my video. seeing my Instagram, it's me teaching in a program, like an 8 to 12 week program teaching popping, and I'll go from program to program, you know.
Cool. So since we're talking about teaching and bringing this culture to the new generations, do you have any messages for the new generations? And like, if you have to say something to the new poppers, to the people that are starting now in this culture, what would you say to them?
I say, stay disciplined, stay loving the